Okay. So you guys looked it up?
Yep.
All right. So this Reb Chaim is an interesting Reb Chaim because it really is just pure abstract thought. There's no, very little, you don't need very much factor. I mean, facts are minimal. It's purely purely conceptual thinking. Now, all right, so the question is pretty obvious, all right? What's the difference between nolad? Nolad bazeh is mutter bazeh, and the halach of being masna. And the halach of being masna. That is masna that, let's say, take a fresh asur truma. So he's masna, he does it twice, and he's masna on each day. So the Rambam says, he says, you can't do that anymore. You cannot be masna anymore. Okay, can't be masna, because there's only many bavad. All right. It's only many bavad, okay. So the question is, if we say if it's only minig bovad, so Reb Chaim's question is, so what do you do with nola bazeh is muta bazeh, because that's based on the concept of, if you're going to say there's a concept of sfeika d'yoma, so if the institution of sfeika d'yoma exists now, in spite of the minig, then you should be able to be masna. And if the institution of Seika D'Yoma, as it existed then, does not exist now anymore, but it's a whole new concept, it's simply a concept of Minig, and Minig doesn't lend itself to Seika D'Yoma, so then Nola Bazeh shouldn't be Muta Bazeh. Nola Bazeh Muta Bazeh implies that there's an actual concept of a Seika D'Yoma, not simply a Minig. All right, that's his question. So what is Reb Chaim's answer? What's Reb Chaim's answer? Anybody want to try to get it? Want to take a shot at it? Okay. Anybody? No, come on. You want to read inside? Want me to just tell you what I think it is? You tell me. It's up to you guys, whatever you want to do. I could do inside outside, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah,
let me
do inside.
Want to do it inside? Okay. All right, so you want to start from Van Nira?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So what is he saying? In other words, basically the basic idea that he's saying is, the concept that he's introducing is that the din of Sveika D'Yoma involves two different frameworks, conceptually, That one framework is the Tfisas HaYomin, that a Sveika D'Yoma is Tofes to Yomin. Halachically, it's Tofes to Yomin. It has a Tfisan to Yomin, the Yachad. That's one halacha. It's Tofes to Yomin because of an either or concept. Because it's true, the nose is a suffix, so it's Tofes to Yomin because of an either or concept. You see? So it's true, it's a practical question. Which one is it? Is it one day, is it Thursday, or is it Friday? But because of that, the halacha falls on both days. The either or creates a halachic institution of 2 days. Okay? That's one phenomenon of Sveika D'Yoma. How I look at it in terms of the Tfisas HaYomin. It's Tofes Yomin. Then there's another question of Sveika D'Yoma, and that's simply a question of each day. On each day, I want to know, is it Yontif, is it not Yontif? You see, so that's basically what he's saying. He's saying that, he said, because of the concept of Sveika D'Yoma, there are two faces to it. There are two frameworks here. In other words, one is with regard to the Tfisas HaYomin. It's Tofes to Yomin in an either-or manner, okay? And the other is simply a practical question. If I'm in a certain day, the question is today Yontif or is it not Yontif? And that's a suffix, okay? So one is the expression, this because of the fact that of suffix, Sveika D'Yoma has two faces to it. One is vis-a-vis the Tfisas HaYomin, that both days are nitfas in an either-or manner, and the other is I can address each day individually and ask, is it Yontif, is it not Yontif? But those two things are two different phenomena. That's what Reb Chaim's saying. Okay, that's his basic idea. Okay. So he's saying once you have that concept that one framework is a framework of a Tfisas HaYomin, the Tfisas HaYomin is Tofes 2 days in an either-or manner. That's one totsah of Sveika D'Yoma. That's one expression of halachic expression, halachic entity of Sveika D'Yoma, the Tfisas HaYomin. So the yomim on a tfasin, 2 days on a tfasin, with an either or halachic mechanism. There's a halachic mechanism of either or, and the either or mechanism is tofes to yomim with that attribute, with that quality of either or. So there's tfisas HaYomim, that's one thing, and then there's a separate thing. On each day, I could relate to each day, and I could say each day, is today yontif, is today not yontif. Okay, so there's one halachic institution of a tfisas HaYomin, it's Tofes to Yomin in an either-or manner, and then there's another facet to it, And that is, on each day individually, if I relate to each day individually, I relate to each day as a suffix. Is it yontif? Is it not yontif? So in other words, what are you saying? In other words, so one halacha of sveikid diyom is a tfisah sayyamim of 2 days in either or, with an either or mechanism. The other is, a suffix. I'm in day one. I'm on Thursday. So on Thursday I have a suffix. Is it yontif? Is it not yontif? Okay. So it's a suffix vis-a-vis each individual day. That's a different facet of sveikah de yomah. It's two different halachic institutions here. One halachic institution is a suffix with regard to each day. Is it yontif? Is it not yontif? And the other halachic institution is a tfisas hayyamin tofe shnei yamin b'toras either or, in the framework of either today or tomorrow. It's tofe, it's 2 days. So he says, with regard to Nolad, so on the second day, the question is, there's a tfisas hayyamin here. But in order to be usher, machmas Nolad, it has to be one uniform yom. And since the nature of the yom is not a yom, the character of the shnei yomim that it's tofes is not a uniform character, it's a character of either or, so it's not possible to be asa machmas nolad, because that has to do with the character of the tfisas hayomim. In other words, if I'm on day two, I'm in Friday. Now the question is, if it fell down yesterday, the apple fell down from the tree yesterday, so in order for it to be mukta, this yesterday and today have to be one uniform entity. So it's a question in a tfisas hayamim. But if it's an either or tfisas hayamim, so it's not possible to be mukta. Okay, that's why by nolad it doesn't make any difference now or then. But he says, but with regard to being masna, in Hasna, what I'm doing is I'm relating to each day. I'm saying today's Thursday. I'm saying, is today yontif or is today not yontif? I don't know. So I'm being mafresh on the, I'm saying, if it is yontif, what I'm doing is nothing. If it's not yontif, so then what I'm doing is, afrasha. He says, that's not possible. You can't isolate that yom anymore, because the first day is vada yontif. So the mechanism of asnoa is a mechanism which isolates the individual yom. That's impossible to do, because in isolating the yom, I don't have the ability to isolate the yom. And today today to say it's a suffix, because it's vada yom tevrishim at araisa. So the whole concept of asnoa doesn't make any sense. It just simply doesn't make any sense anymore. You see. That's what he's saying. That's basically what he's saying. He's saying that in Sveikid the Yomar, you have two results. One result is, because you don't know which day it is, there's a tfisas hayomim of 2 days in with an either or mechanism. It's tofes 2 days, but in a certain manner. It's either or. And then there's another question. On the day, with regard to each day itself, if I isolate each day, so then I don't know, is it yontif, is it not yontif? So what Reb Chaim is saying is like this, that with regard to isolating each day, that phenomenon is gone. Because now we know it's definitely yontif rishon, it's definitely yontif rishon to raisa. So the whole idea of being masna and taking truma on the first day does not make any sense anymore. Because the concept of tnai, intrinsic in the concept of asnor, is the isolation of the day. That's exactly what you're doing when you're being masna. You're saying, what is today? Is today yontif? Is it not yontif? That's not possible anymore. But with regard to the second day, so asnor is not possible. Now on the second day, however, since the tfisas hayomim of the minig of Yom Tov Sheni, Shishnei Yom Tov Mishal Golias is a tfisas hayomim, just like it was all the time, because that's the minig. So it's tfisas hayomim of either or. So on the second day, the mukta won't be mukta, because it's just not possible that's the minig, is a tfisas hayomim. You can't be machmer more than the original minig, more than the original din. So The original din was a tfisas ayamim of 2 days either or. So now on the second day, what's my question? My question is on the tfisas ayamim, because that's exactly the question. What, in order for it to be muksa, we have to be in the exact same halachic time reference. So that's not possible. So therefore, there's no muksa. But with regard to hasnoah, where you're isolating the day, that's not possible anymore, because it's nonsense. You're going to say, if, what do you mean, if today? You know today's Yom Tov Teraisa. So Reb Chaim is saying that the concept of Sveika D'Yomo involves itself in two different dimensions. One dimension is how it's Tofes Yomim, the nature of the Tfisas HaYomim, and the other dimension is, with regard to each day, in each day, I have a suffix, is it Yontif, is it not Yontif? So he says, now that we have a buck in a calendar, so the minig with regard to the Tfisas HaYomim is still the same minig, because that's the way it was, that didn't change. But with regard to not knowing which day it is, that's gone. So if I'm isolating the day, that's total nonsense to say that if today's Yontif, I'm not saying anything, and if it's not Yontif, I'm being mafresh, because it's definitely Yontif Midaraisa, and you can't isolate the day anymore. That's basically the Reb Chaim. Okay, is it clear? It has to be clear. If it's not clear, I mean, then we have to work on it more. It's no good if not clear. Is it clear? The main thing is it should be clear. There's no question. You can question all you want, but you're not doing anything. It's an event. By no doubt, it's an event. And the event took place, and now on the second day, in order for it to be mukta, it must be the same entity, one continuous Kedushas Hayom. And it's not a continuous Kedushas Hayom. It's a Kedushas Hayom Misafik. It's an either-or. So it's not a continuous entity. So it's not possible to be mukta, because in order to be mukta, it has to be born on the same day. That's the whole concept of mukta. So with mukta, your question is the tfisas hayamim. That's the question. Is in the nature of the in the shaila of mukta, you're going to the heart of what is the nature of the tfisas hayamim. That's where mukta leads you to. You see, but Hasnoah leads you to another place. Hasnoah is simply a question of what is today. That's a different kind of a question. So the institution of the Tfisa Yom is the same as it was then. So since Mukta leads you directly, that is the question of Mukta. What kind of a Tfisa Yom? The nature of the Tfisa Yom. That's the question of Mukta. But Hasnoah is where you are consciously doing a halachic mechanism based on whether it's Yontif or whether it's not Yontif. So you're isolating the day, you're saying yesterday, Yom Tov, saying that's not possible at such an institution. In other words, Reb Chaim is showing you that the institution of Asnoah goes to the heart of the question of what is today. That's where the institution of Nolad and Mukta goes to the heart of the question of what's the Tfisas HaYomim. That's what Reb Chaim is saying. That these two institutions go to a different place. Each one goes to a different place. Okay? One is going to the question of the nature of the Tfisas HaYomim, because that's what Muktzah needs. In order to be Muktzah, you have to have one uniform long day. That's the whole concept of Muktzah. So the concept of Muktzah drives you to the question of the nature of the Tfisas HaYomim. Whereas the concept of Asnoah, its conceptual object is what is today. What is today is no question anymore, because now we know what today is. But the institution of the Tfisas HaYomim, which is a minig, which is based on the original suffix, that institution of Tfisas HaYomim still exists today as it did then. So there's absolutely no difference. So Nola Bazeh has to be Muta Bazeh. That's the Reb Chaim. It's a beautiful idea. You got to see it clearly, though. I'm trying to explain it. I mean, but you have to see it clearly. It's very abstract. But what he did was, he simply showed there's two facets to the concept of Sveika D'Yoma. There's two facets to it. It involves two halachic objectives, and the two objectives are discrete, are different. That's the genius of this concept there. I mean, it's a beautiful idea. There's two facets to it. It has two different two different halachic objects. One is a question of which day it is, which is precisely the institution of Asna'ah. Now, Reb Chaim's answer is just flows naturally. Once you see it, there's no question. That's it. I mean, it's clear as a bell. And it's clear in the Rambam. I mean, the Rambam has clearly made this logical distinction because of the two halachas. I mean, there's no question about it. It's like, that's it. But you have to see it clearly in your mind. I mean, you have to see, the important thing is to see it clearly in your mind. Okay, that's what he's saying. That's the basic concept of Yisro Chaim. But he drives it a lot further. He drives it a lot further. In the next paragraph, the second paragraphs are always the really hard ones. Okay? All right, if there's no questions, let's go. Okay, hold on, okay. You see what he's saying here? I mean, it's very important what he's saying here. What is he going on for? I mean, he answered the Rambam, that's it. See, why is he going on? What's bothering him over here? There's something that's, it's like almost like, it sounds like almost like he's asking a Deicha Kasha. That's what it sounds like. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what's he asking? I mean, he answered the Rambam, that's it. What's there more to go on over there? You see? What more is there to go on? It's a question of, what happened to the Svar before? The Svar before was perfect. He said because the minig is Sveke de Yoma. That is the minig. The minig Sveke de Yoma means that it's Tofes 2 days because of an either-or mechanism, either today or tomorrow, either Thursday or Friday. What happened to that? Where did that go?
Is he saying that Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni is the same thing? It's just the cause is different?
No, what he means by Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni is in the Rambam wouldn't have a problem with Yom Tov Sheni. I'm being masna, because according to this, since he's saying Sveka Diyoma is still in existence, and it's still an either or still face to Yaman, the Torah Safek. So the problem is only Yom Tov Rishon, because Yom Tov Rishon is Yom Tov Adai. But Yom Tov Sheni, you wouldn't have a problem in terms of relating to it in Asnah, in terms of Asnah and the Rambam. But the Rambam has to knock out the Asnah because of Yom Tov Rishon. That's the way we're learning now. He's just going over that. He's just clarifying that point. But he says, now he's saying, but maybe the Rambam holds even Yom Tov Sheni can't do any Asnah. You see? You see what he's saying? I mean, he's talking around the thing. He's showing you, which he didn't mention that before, but that was clear. He assumed that's clear in what the Rambam was saying. That the Rambam's problem is strictly Yom Tov Rishon. Because once he explained that Yom Tov Sheni is an institution of either or in Sveka de Yoma, It's Tisus HaYomim is Machma Sveika, so Yom Tov Sheni will be fine for us now. But you can't be Masna on one day, it's not going to help you. What do you mean Masna? I mean, what are you going to say? If today you have a V-Suffix, you have a Suffix Chumah. And V-Yasa. So, but he says, but you see, what he's saying over here, anything, what is his problem? Why is he going on? That's the question. The answer is Kafta V'Farah. Perfect. Beautiful. But do you see what's bothering him here is something's bothering him here. And it's a big, it's really, when you think into what's bothering him, it's not such an easy thing to solve, because he's laying down a premise that the minig is a minig of either or. You see, it's a minig of tfisas hayamim, just like it was, all the time. Bezman de umekadosh on al pi aria. You see, that's the way he's learning. But he's troubled by that. Why? Because minhagim are only halachos and nihug. Minhagim are nihug. In other words, the concept of minig, he's over minig of a sechem b'yedechem, is a concept binoheg sveikid diyama. It's not a concept of actualizing sveikid diyama. The sveikid diyama is gone already. We don't suffer anymore. We know it's chol. So what do you? We know which day is Yontif. So the nilug just is halacha in practice. Is halacha in practice? It's not. There's no sveikid diyama anymore. Ideationally, there's no real sveikid diyama. So Reb Chaim's bothered by that. He's bothered by the concept that since minig is nilug ba'alman, there's no real suffix in our minds anymore. So certainly with regard to the institution of masna, which is a thing of mind, it's impossible to do it. That's clear. Because masna is only because you're ignorant. That's the concept of being masna. And that's not possible anymore. But not only that, but even with regard to the new, the tfisas hayom today is not a tfisas hayom anymore, like it was machmasaf, because there's no real suffix. So what is it? It's a halach of niyug. So the halach of Yom Tov Sheni is to be noeg in Yom Tov Sheni, that it's also Yom Tov. It's a halach of niyug. But so if that's the case, so then bisman hazeh, it won't be an either or situation anymore, because we know Yom Tov Rishon is the right, and Yom Tov Sheni we're noeg because he's all b'minig of asechem yadechem. So not only with regard to Tanai won't it be any good, Yom Tov Sheni, because in other words, he's expressing it this way, he's saying if that's the case, then the Rambam isn't just upset isn't just changing the whole idea of being Masna because of Yom Tov Rishon. Yom Tov Sheni also he can't be Masna, because in other words, until now we're saying Yom Tov Sheni be fine, but now he's saying even Yom Tov Sheni you won't be able to be Masna because there's nothing to masna about anymore. What am I going to be masna? I'm going to say that if today is Yom Tov, nah, it's just a nihug of Yom Tov Misafik. It's a nihug of Yom Tov Misafik. So if it's just a nihug of Yom Tov Misafik, so then he says, so then with regard to Nolad also wouldn't be masna. Because then it's one entity. You can't say anymore, it's simply a nihug of Shnei Yomim Misafik. But there's no real underlying either-or mechanism anymore, because the either-or mechanism is contingent upon a certain reality, and we know upon a doubt about the reality. But we don't have any doubts about the reality anymore. So it's just a nihug. It's a maisa nihug. So a maisa nihug, it should be nova bezeh, should be asa bezeh. That's what Klein is saying. That's a serious problem. And when he goes on over here, he's raising a serious problem. Problem is, it's all very nice and svara, but how do you translate it into niyug? That's his problem. And niyug is just hanhaga ba'alma. So hanhaga ba'alma. Hanhaga ba'alma. So what does niyug say? Treat it as if it's yantif, So the whole mechanism is going to be, the moment you translate it into hizor b'minig avasechem b'yadechem, what you're doing is you're translating it out of a real tfisas hayom of shnei yom nachma safek to a tfisas hayom of yom rishon machmas deraisa and yom sheni machmas minig. So there's no mechanism anymore. So nola bozer will be aser bozer. That's basically what Chaim is saying. In the previous paragraph, he just sets down the idea. The idea that he sets down in the previous paragraph is simply that the tfisas hayom is with a mechanism of either or. That's what he says. And he says that's the way it is today, because minig of same thing. But now he's questioning the very premise. Now he's questioning, it's very nice in svara. It's all very nice. But his question is, how do you translate that into nihug, into minig? Minig doesn't mean that. Minhag just means to act in accordance with this, as if it's Yom Tov. That's what the minhag is. Treat it as if it's Yom Tov. But this, once you introduce the concept of minhag, there's no legitimacy anymore for an either or, an either or mechanism in the Tfisas HaYomim. And that's only if you really don't know. But once you know, and you're saying you do it machmas minhag, so just minhag is just ma'isa ba'oma. So now the halacha is treated as if it's Yom Tov Sheni. So now Yom Tov, so the first day is Yom Tov Vaday, Midaraisa, and the second day is Niyug Yom Tov. But there's no either or mechanism anymore, so no Abazah should be Asa Bazah. That's his question. Yeah. He means to say that the reason why he says that is because he's questioning whether he can. You'll see why as you go along. But he's questioning whether you could say whether minig can. What he's saying is there's a sensitivity here to the conceptual, to the intrinsic conceptual idea of minig. In other words, can minig incorporate the original ideas, or minig is simply neil ba'alma? That's what he means. That's what he means. See, that's his problem. Now, this is talking means it is a little difficult to say that in minig you're incorporating the original ideational content. That's what he means. That's what he says in Ktsas. It's a little difficult to say that. This requires a what he's saying. What he's trying to say is that this requires an investigation into minig. And minig, it's not so easy to say that the ideational content is still existent in the minig. That's his question. That's basically his question. He's saying that what he's saying, what he's talking to us is, means this is a legitimate question. It's a legitimate area of investigation. It's not a stira, but what he means to say is that he's going further because there is, if you're honest intellectually, there is a theoretical consideration here which could just knock off the whole thing. If you say that minig doesn't incorporate the ideational content. See, that's what he's saying. That's what he means. Yeah. They knew? They didn't know. They didn't have before the calendar.
So in other words, they didn't know at all?
No, they outside of Eretz Yisrael, they really didn't know. They didn't know whether the previous month was 29 days or 30 days. So they made 2 days Yom Tov on the next month. Okay?
Ready?
That's Reb Chaim's, that's his next concern. Okay? Do you see it? It's as clear as a bell.
Ready? Let's say the second day.
You got to talk up. I can't hear you.
Let's say the second day was because of Minog. Isn't Noah also only if you hold that it's Yom Arucha? So why can't it still be Mutter even if the second day is only because of Minog?
Nope, that he doesn't hold. That he does not hold. He holds that if you're going to be, then it would simply be an extension of the same thing. It would be a nihug of Yom Tov, of the same quality of the Yom that you had before into the next day. That's a good observation. It's an astute observation you're making on his thinking. But that is clearly Reb Chaim's thinking. That you would never say if the first day is the Reis and the second day is nihug, that it's mutter the second day because it's a different day. He doesn't know that way. He holds that if you're going to say the second day is a nihug of the first day, so conceptually it's one, and therefore nola bazeh, osa bazeh. He wouldn't distinguish between minig and between deraisa. It's a good point you're making. It's correct, and that you see his thinking on that point. On that point, he holds he would not say. The only way he holds is mutter. Is if it's tofes two yomim in an either or manner. That's what he holds. But if one day is vade deraisa, second day is vade machmas minig, he holds the nola bazeh, aser bazeh. He wouldn't say it's two separate kedushas. And in thinking to it, he's right. But it's a good. Who asked the question? I got to come over here.
Who's that?
Who asked the question?
Yitzi Goldberg.
Who?
Yitzi Goldberg.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Very sharp observation. But that's clearly what he thinks. That's clearly what he thinks. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. You see that clearly in his thinking. And you got to think about it. I mean, Rav Chaim is a real theoretical takeoff place. I mean, you got to, he thought that over, and he holds no bazaar, it still would be also bazaar, even though one is masminig and one is deraisa. Because you're simply, it's simply an extension, it's simply the same qualities there. And therefore, it would not be considered, you can't say vis-a-vis this day, it's a different day, and Shabbos will be making for the minute. No. I mean, Yom Tov Rishon will be making for Yom Tov Sheni. The Vaday. It's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Seker. It's simply, okay. Just give me 1 second. Yeah, it's going to come out. See, but with regard to his question also, the thing is that what you have is the first day is Yom Tov Deraisa, and the second day is Yom Tov Machmas Minig. So I'm just thinking, so you can't say that Yom Tov Deraisa will be a Machin for Yom Tov of Minig. That's not possible. That's not possible. The only way the second day is going to be mutter is because either it's not Yom Tov at all, or the first day was chol. But if the first day was Yom Tov deraisa and the second day is Yom Tov machmas minig, you cannot say that Yom Tov deraisa is meichin for Yom Tov machmas minig. Am I right? Correct? Is that correct? I think it's correct. So that's basically the answer to your question.
Not possible.
It's not possible. The first day is Yom Tov Deraisa. You can't see Yom Tov Deraisa as Machin for Yom Tov Machmas Minig. That's not possible. If the only way is if the institution of Tzveikah D'Yomah, the either or mechanism is Tofes 2 days. That's the only way. Okay. All right. Good. I'll clear that up. That's a very good point. Okay. Go ahead. Ochein I am Berivet.
אם יאמר בשני אם אסמו קודש והיום חול, אין בדברה של אסמו כלום. ביום תהיה זו תרומה על זו, כל שכן שיכול לומר מאסמו. כלומר במשנה עוד שם, שהמייסה אינו נגמר אלא בשני, ודיבורו בראשון לא יעשה כלום, עד כאן לשונו. ולא הרייבד. הרי מבואה מתוך דבר הרייבד, במפרש דאס הרמב״ם, דהור דלא מהניו חסנו, ומשום דניין דבר ראשון, מיישב היטב דברנו, כמו שכסבנו.
Okay. So he wants to bring a raya from the Ravid. He wants to bring a raya from the Ravid that he's right. Because the theoretical question was in Niyug. In Niyug, is the Rambam, in Niyug, does the element of Sveika D'Yoma still exist? Or once you reduce it to Niyug, it can't exist anymore, because that's the definition of Niyug. Niyug means you're simply Maisa. So he brings a Raya from the Ravid. What's the Raya from the Ravid? What's the Raya from the Ravid? The Raya from the Ravid is, because if the Ravid learned that that's why the Rambam is saying that it's no good, is because Yom Tov Sheni, so then what is he talking about? He doesn't make any sense what he said. He's saying Kol Shekein, he says, because it's definitely the second day is. In other words, the Ravid is trying to get rid of the problem that Yom Tov Rishon is. Of Yom Tov Rishon only, he's addressing that problem. If the Rambam held that you can't do Hasna because of Yom Tov Rishon and because of Yom Tov Sheni, then the Rav is not talking properly. Okay? You see? That's what he's saying. See, he's not interested in explaining the Raivad's position. They're applying. That's not what he's doing. But all he wants to show you is from the Raivad, it's Muchach, that he learned the Rambam, that the Rambam's problem is only Yom Tov Rishon. Because he says, the theoretics of what he's, you see, that's why he brings in this whole thing in the beginning of Vehine. Because the theoretics of his first paragraph, the Vanira, brings you, you can reduce it all to the question of Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. That's what happened. Theoretically, you can reduce it to that question. So he's saying that if you say that the minig is tofes, the ideational concept of Sveika de Yoma, and it's an either-or situation, so then your problem is only Yom Tov Rishon. But if you say that minig is minigus tofes the second day, betoras niug vadai, so then he says, so then the second day you have a problem. So the Raivad, if that's the case, so what is the Raivad talking about? I mean, what's what the Raivad's not addressing the Rambam's problem. Okay, but you see the way the Raivad holds that the Rambam's problem of Yom Tov Rishon is not a problem because he's addressing the Yom Tov Rishon problem. Okay, that's what he's saying. That's what Reb Chaim is saying. So he wants to show you that the way the Raivad understood, the Rambam, he understood according to the Rambam that the either or tfisas hayomim with regard to the second day is there, and not that the second day is a day of vaday, and that's why the Rambam is no good. Otherwise, what is he talking about? That's what he's saying basically. Okay. So what he's doing is he's showing you that the mind of the Raivad agrees with his original thing, that in the Nihug, the Sveika de Yoma institution of the either-or mechanism still exists. Otherwise, the Raivad, what is he talking about? I mean, what is the Raivad saying? The Raivad saying you shouldn't worry about the first day, because the first day, he can still say it the first day, and it'll be Nigma on the second day. I mean, all these things are not going to work against the Rambam. That's what he's saying. What is the Raivad saying exactly? Not clear. I mean, what is the Raivad saying? I mean, it's not clear. I could just tell you a little bit what he's saying. See, he quotes the Magid Mishnah, where he says, Magid Mishnah Ocham, apparently Magid Mishnah has different gears than the Raivad. That Shamaisa in Enigma Ella Besheni, Vidibura Barishon Loyasa Kwam. The Raivad apparently holds that this institution of Asna is like one long Maisa of Afrasha that spans 2 days and it's Enigma on the second day. That's the way he's learning. That the institution of Asna is an institution of Afrasha's. Afrasha Struma, but Afrasha, it's a long Afrasha Struma. So he says, Bisman Azed, the second day is, we know, even though there's the second day we know it's Chol, yeah, but so that's even better. So it says, Nigmar, the institution will be Nigmar on the second day on Chol. No problem. That's what he's saying. But if the Rambam's point was that the second day is Machmas Minig and Vaday and it's not Sheikh at all because of both days, then the Raivad is not going to help you. Then what he's saying is just not to the point. He's not answering the Rambam's problem. He's not talking to the point. He's only talking to the point if the problem is the first day. So then he's saying it doesn't matter that we know the first day is Vada Yantif, but the second day is still the same, and the first day, it's a long process, and you start on the first day and ends on the second day. But he wouldn't be talking to the point, you see, if the Rambam was saying that both days are no good because it's not Sheikh Asna anymore. Because the second day is Vadei Minig. So what is he talking about? Okay. That's what you see from the Rambam, from the Raivad clearly, that he holds the second day is Sveika de Yoma, and the problem is the first day, and he's trying to argue on the Rambam in that point. Okay? That's the that's what Chaim is saying. So therefore, he's bringing a support for his svara from the Vahanira that it still applies bisman hazeh, even though it's machmas minig, even though theoretically one could quibble about that and could say that it doesn't make any sense anymore because it's only near Ba'alma. And now he's going to try to get rid of the theoretical concern, which is really the reason why he raised this whole point, because it does bother him. So go ahead. This is the last point. Achay Nira.
Achay Nira, the reigning with us, the Rambam, is Yashrim, the whole Galilee. Mishum de Nira, the Afal Gab, the Hod, the Minag of Hussein of Yadenu, Einu Loyal, La Shvuya Sveika, Ramina Dinne Nehigoso Kidmikoro, the Torah Safek, Yeshbo Gam Tzadin Vadai, Avala Kati Nikol Mokom, Azlinam Basar Ikatakanoso, the Mio, the Lokhola Dinyanta of Shnei and Biyahad. The whole echod nidom b'din yom tov vada b'fnei atmo, v'amina al kol echod b'shaito shehu a yom tov, aval lo sheyu shnei yomim shel yom tov, ulefi zeh shapir chol din hasno midin hachono, kmo shechasavnu, d'b'hachono d'isuro hu mishnei hayomim b'yachad, d'ma shenodo b'yom tov oso b'yom tov, hu b'shabat shel acharo. Al kain lo shayach hazos b'shnei yom tovim shel golias. The aim of din yom tov al shnei b'yachad. Masha enkin b'din hasno, the dayinon al kol yom b'fnei atmo, b'zeh hu de pasak harambam de lo shayach hasno. Kivan di adinon b'piyus od yarcho, v'lei zin tzofek v'yanto shel golias. Moshe
Nisbor. Yeah, you see the way he writes. I mean, he's trying to... Like I said, I mean the dinni gusa can make kar v'tar suffik yesh b'gam tzad din vaday. You see that? Avlakati mikom as lina basa ikat takanasa. You see what he's saying? What he means by din vaday is din vaday means in niyug you can't have a suffik. I mean we know already what it is. So it's just a din of niyug, and that's a din of vaday, the din of niyug. Okay. So in other words, what he's saying is, to put it in halachic terms, there's two possibilities. You could be noheg each day misafek. Each day is a safek the Torah's vadai, or each day is a safek if it's a vadai. You see, that's what he's saying.
Can you repeat that, please?
I know what he's saying. You could say you have two yom tovim shel golias. So you could say that you noheg both days. Well, the first day is the raisa, so that's not the only need for that. But the second day, you noheg the second day, vadai b'torah safek. It's a torah safek, but the niyug is a niyug vadai, right? Or you could say that the niyug is to be noheg. It's a safek. The niyug is it's a safek whether it's a vadai. In other words, is a niyug vadai shel safek, or a niyug of safek shel vadai? That's the question.
In the first case, it would be usher for nola on the second day.
If you say the first case, so then you're going to say it's true. There's a concept of safek, but it's a niyug shel sveke de dino. In other words, you should be noleg safek yomtiv. So it's a vadai niyug of safek. That's the first way. That's the way it's going to be a problem. And that's the way that you would say ordinarily that that's what the niyug should really boil down to, that because you know all the information. But now he comes up with an idea that, you see, I mean, that was really his question. His question was, if you want to look at it fairly logically, then it doesn't make any sense anymore because of the problem of niyug. Because niyug really means you know egg, you know what it is. So what are you doing? You're doing niyug. So it's a niyug. It's a niyug shel safek. It's a niyug shel safek in the other, but that is a vaday. That's a vaday idea. That's not a safek anymore. So where's your mechanism? Where's your either or? So what he's saying is like this. He's very sharp. He's saying that ordinarily that would be true, but over here, you see, over here, he's saying in minhagim. He's saying, If there is a conceptual difference in the nihug will follow its original source. That's what he's saying. You see, in other words, like this: if the there is a conceptual difference in the niyug. In other words, when I'm noheg on Yom Tov Rishon, what am I? How was it originally? Originally, it was I don't know whether it's Yom Tov. So the niyug follows that the same kedmei kara. That's what he's saying. That's a halacha in minig. He basically the biggest chiddush in this whole piece over here. The biggest chiddush is on the words of the Rambam and minig ba'alma. That's really ultimately what it comes out with is a tremendous chiddush with regard to the din of minig. It's not obvious from what he's saying, but if you go through it carefully, you see that that's really ultimately a chiddush. Ultimately, a chiddush is a tremendous chiddush with regard to the idea of minig, and that minig ordinarily a person would say it's simply reduced to niyug, and there's no more sfeikis, so it's a niyug shel sfeik. But that's a vaday concept. That's not a sfeik concept. But he's saying that if a minig is generated by a halachic source, and that halachic source has a certain character with regard to the tfisas hayamim, so that character is going to be maintained in the minig itself. Because otherwise, you're going to lose the character of the way it's tofes the yamin. In other words, what you're going to say now is, if you're going to say that, so let's forget about Yom Tov Rishon for a minute. If you're going to say, you know that both of them, vaday machma safek, so you're going to be losing the character of the tfisas hayamim in the minig. So you see, minig goes much deeper than just Hizor b'minig of Asechem Yidechem. On the surface, you might interpret to keep this minig. Do the, just don't do it. Don't violate Yom Tov Sheni, because Medoma Gazer Mal Zera. You see, he's saying that's not true. That minig is much more precise than you would think. On the surface, you say you just do enough of the minig to prevent the catastrophe. That's not what the Gemara, that's not what Chazal held about minig. Minig is a very precise kind of formulation. And in the niyug must follow exactly the original structure. So the original structure was a tfisas hayamim of two days because of either or. The minig must follow exactly that same kind of a tfisas hayamim. It's not just to keep this nihug because maybe something bad is going to happen. So the nihug is just set up to prevent the catastrophe. That's not true. Once that's the reason is the catastrophe. But once you're going to maintain the nihug is very, very precise, and it sets itself up in the same manner as the original tfisas hayamim. It retains the character of the original tfisas hayamim. That's what he's saying here, which is a tremendous chiddush. But that's basically his idea. What he's showing you is, that it's not just a matter of answering the Rambam, but it's a matter of deriving from the Rambam an insight into how minig works. That there's a difference between being nohei a yom in terms of a tfisas hayamim of either or, or being noeg tfisas hayamim of avadai, and in order to keep the minig exactly like the original kedmei kara, so it must be a tfisas hayamim of either or. So the second day must have that character; otherwise, it's going to lack in the minig. If you're going to do it machmas vadai, it's going to lack in the character of the tfisas hayom benageya to the minig. So the minig is going to be lacking. That's what he's saying.
Which
is a very, 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 very abstract chiddush in nihug, in the idea of minig. That's something that nobody would think of in terms of the concept of minig, how precise it must be. Because you would think minig has to be precise in the area of nihug, but not in ideational content. But he's saying that that's not true. That minig must be precise in the nature of what you're doing. Is it what you're doing is a tfisas, you're being noheg a tfisas hayamim of either or you're being noheg one long yom machmasafik. That would not do. It would lack in the character in the, of Minig. Minig must follow precisely the original original halachic thesis, the original halachic institution of how it's toe-faced the yom as well, not just the mice and Minig. That's what he's saying. That's what, which is a tremendous Kiddush.
Rabbi?
Yes.
So does it turn out that the problem of Hasna is only on Yom Tov Rishon, or it's on Yom Tov Sheni also?
Well, it's going to get rid of it. What does it make? Yom Tov Rishon.
It's only on the Rishon, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. That's what he's saying. Well, that's what it boils down to.
Right.
Because the character exists the character still exists in Minig Avos Hinayim, which is if you think about that, it's a tremendous chiddush, that idea about with regard to Minig. That's really the biggest point in his whole thing, is that last point. That you get a different, completely different insight into Minig. That it's not just a niyug of practice. The niyug would lack in minig if the character of the tzitzis hayamim would be different. It would be lacking in minig. That's what he's saying. It's tremendous chiddush. It's no doubt an idea that is universal. I mean, it's a universal concept of minig. Universal idea of minig derives from this Rambam. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. But it's an amazing thing that what he's showing you is that concept is translated all the way down into Minig itself. Even though it's Minig, it's still translated down into it. It's an amazing amazing thing. I mean, one wouldn't think about that. That's the way it would be ordinarily. But he traced it out from the Rambam. Okay, it's a fantastic piece of work. All right, Rabosai. Okay. All right. See you. All right. So I'm heading back now. Okay.
Mr. Renner?
Yeah.
A side question. Did you have a